Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on July 25th, 2015, at the Peace Farm in Missoula, Montana. Six storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Why I Stayed. This week's story comes to us from Tracy Worley and is titled, No Exit Strategy. Thank you for listening.
I think I'm good. Can everybody hear me? All right. Why I stayed is because there's no exit strategy. Relationships are one of the key components in our lives as human beings. And as you are sitting here tonight, oh my gosh, beautiful people, touch the person next to you. I know it's going to be a personal bubble. Just touch. Are you touching? Okay. Somebody touch the cameraman. Human relationships is one of the most devastating but the most rewarding things to happen in our lives. So why I stayed is that there's no exit strategy. So think about when you are on a plane and before you take off, the stewards are like, hello. In case of an emergency, there are lights that are going to light up on the floor to tell you where the exits are. There's two in the front, there's two in the middle, and there might be one in the back. Please be aware of where your exit strategy is. And in case the pilot has no idea where we're going and what's happening, the oxygen mask will drop down. Please make sure you put yours on first. Now, as a woman, what am I going to do? I'm going to help everybody else put their mask on first and not mine. Why I stayed? Because there's no exit strategy. I'm going to go back in time a little bit when I'm 11. And I come home from school, and my dad is already home, and he's packing his stuff. And it wasn't just packing for another business trip. It was he was packing the trophies, the fishing gear, everything was going. And this is how I found out my parents were getting divorced. Now, back in that day, yeah, I'm older than I look. I promise it's the height. We were the first divorced family on the street. My brother and I now held the given name, divorced kids. And at 11, I no longer had a stable relationship with a male figure. And then we became very close with both sets of grandparents, very blessed to grow up with both sets of grandparents. One set of grandparents had a ranch, and the other set of grandparents, he owned his own business, and they took us every month in the summertime. So one set of grandparents and this grandma at the ranch taught me what a great stick of lipstick will do for your face. And my other grandma taught me what a great hug will do for somebody else. Now, growing up and being involved in the ranch kind of learned about the boys, the birds and the bees, because it's very boy intensive. There were some really good-looking ranch hands out there. But my granddad had always said, why do you want to get involved with boys? You know, you're such a good-looking filly. Why would you want to be a mare? And then my other grandfather is always, whatever you want to be, you just do it. So this is my perspective of relationships. And then at 20, I had my first devastating heartbreak. I thought I had it made. I thought I never had to think about this ever again. And I had a boyfriend say, we're done. And the first thing out of my mouth was, who's going to take care of me? And at that point, it was like, I'm going to take care of myself and not rely on anyone else. So at 21, I moved in with somebody, and we know how that usually works out. It didn't work out that great. So then at 23, I bought my first house and thought, you know, I like the freedom of not being tied down to anybody, and got involved with a married man. So then I became a mistress and thought there was so much freedom in that. Again, there's no exit strategy. Now at 30, I knew something was not right. Because again, love in human nature is the most rewarding thing we can ever hold or experience. So I moved from my hometown where I went to school, grew up, went to college for another job hundreds of miles away, and left everything behind. I had a list, a pedigree of what a man looks like in my life. So between 31 and 32, I married that man with the pedigree. And when we first met, we just met casually, and he said, hey, can I call you tomorrow? And I said, sure, if you want to, but I'm going to be working out in the yard, putting up fence and planting trees. He's like, great. So that was our first experiences together. He helped me, and I'm like, this is really cool. I like it. So we got married. Blessed beyond belief. We both had great jobs. We purchased 20 wooded acres in northern Idaho and lived in a little house on there for a while. We had all the toys, boats, motorcycles. Everything was paid for. It was a great life. And now I'm entering into the world of 40. And I worked from home. And as I'm working in my office and I'm focused and I'm typing, and behind me I hear this, I can't do this anymore. Well, my husband is 6'2", 240, very buffed, very good looking. And in my mind, I'm like, what can this guy not do? But I'm still working because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I hear it again. I can't do this anymore. So I'm like, oh, what can he do? Open the pickle jar. And I turn around and he's leaning up against the wall. And that's when I realized that I was being told he can't do this anymore. The lights start coming on down the aisleway. And one of the exit doors are opening and he's walking out. And at this point in this whole realization was just this calm. And as I think about the oxygen mask was placed on my face because I knew it was going to be okay. I didn't know what tomorrow was going to look like, but there's no exit strategy. So as we move forward in why did I stay, is how many of you have taken a strengths and weaknesses, a DISC, or the 5 love languages, and, you know, what are your strengths? Well, my strength is I'm a connector and I'm a relator. I'm going to love and hug on you until you take your last breath. And during this time when I was told I can't do this anymore, we were building a dream house with 1,000-square-foot wraparound deck. We were building a dream house. And the gift that he gave me was he didn't dig one ditch, didn't nail one nail, didn't paint one wall. And through that experience, in knowing that tomorrow is going to be better, and even though how devastating relationships can be, love is still there for us. And so through this process, I met my forever husband. And through this conversation, in one of our very first conversations that were a little heated, this is the first time when I'm 40 years old, I have an adult and somebody in my life say, "Tracy, I love you. We need to talk about this because there is no exit strategy." And that's why I stayed. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Special thanks to Ryan Bundy, who provided the sound equipment for this Tell Us Something event. Learn more about Ryan and his music at RyanBundy.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockandrudys.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Tracy Worley, Debbie Hirschberg, Barbara Bartmus, Emily Johnson, Stephanie Wing, and Brian Marsh. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.